This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump met North Korea's top nuclear envoy at the White House Oval Office Friday to discuss efforts to get Pyongyang to give up its nuclear program. AP Sagar Magani.
The announcement came after the president met in the Oval Office for 90 minutes with the North Korean envoy. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says it was a productive meeting and the U.S. will keep pushing the North to give up its nuclear program.
The United States is going to continue to keep pressure and sanctions on North Korea until we see fully and verified denuclearization.
At their first meeting in Singapore over the summer, the president and Kim came to a vague agreement. There's been little tangible progress since. Both have exchanged multiple letters, and the president had talked several times about meeting again. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump says he will make a major announcement this afternoon on the government shutdown in southern border. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The White House isn't giving any details about what President Trump will be announcing, but he hinted in a video tweeted Friday night.
We have to secure our southern border. If we don't do that, we're a very, very sad and foolish lot.
Trump is also calling on congressional Democrats to work with him on border security.
Take the politics out of it. Let's get to work and let's make a deal.
The announcement comes at the end of an especially combative week between Trump and congressional Democrats. The shutdown, which has lasted more than 4 weeks, follows Trump's insistence on billions of dollars for a wall along the border with Mexico. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The Islamic State terror group is promising to keep targeting U.S. and U.S.-backed forces in the northern Syrian town of Manbij, where a suicide attack killed 4 Americans and 5 coalition soldiers. That claim, published in the Islamic State's most recent online letter, comes as U.S. defense and intelligence officials are questioning whether the terror organization's security and intelligence networks run deeper than he thought. This is VOA News. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office has issued a statement disputing a report from BuzzFeed that President Trump has ordered his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about a Russian real estate deal in 2016. AP's Mike Rossi.
A spokesman for the online news site BuzzFeed says, "We stand by our reporting, but the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller says BuzzFeed got it wrong." In a rare public statement, the special counsel's office is shooting down a BuzzFeed report that says attorney Michael Cohen told Mueller that President Donald Trump personally instructed him to lie to Congress about the timing of talks for a Trump Tower in Moscow. In response to the special counsel statement, Trump retweeted a post that said, "Sadly, so many will never get the memo that it was fake." Cohen is scheduled to testify publicly before the House Oversight and Reform Committee on February 7th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Thousands of protesters gathered in Washington for the annual March for Life. In a videotaped statement, Donald Trump assured the president, Trump assured the crowd that they have a champion in the White House.
"As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life."
The 1973 Roe versus Wade decision, which made abortion legal in the United States, remains the law of the land. At least 20 people were killed and 54 injured Friday when a ruptured pipeline exploded in central Mexico as people were trying to fill up containers with fuel. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has launched a major crackdown on rampant fuel theft, which the government said cost the country more than $3 billion last year. López Obrador expressed his concern on Twitter and said that he wanted the entire government to help people at the scene. Demonstrators in Greece are planning to have a massive rally Sunday to protest a deal that would normalize Greek relations with Macedonia. Greeks have been divided over that deal in which Macedonia will change its name to the Republic of North Macedonia, and Greece will drop its objections to the Balkan country joining NATO and the European Union. The U.S. State Department said in a tweet Friday that Sunday's demonstration in Athens is expected to draw 150,000 or more participants. Greek protesters say Macedonia's new name represents an attempt to appropriate Greek identity and cultural heritage. Macedonia is the name of Greece's northern province, made famous by Alexander the Great's conquest. Opposition to the deal is particularly strong in the Greek province of Macedonia, where many people have put up posters urging local lawmakers to vote against the agreement. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.